This is Stover, the barbecue hunk. You're listening to the Barbecue Central Show. Have a hunky day.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
Well, do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
So to get that perfect barbecue, you use wood. Are you sure it's safe? Whatever. We put the lighter fluid on, strike your match, and... Oh.
Should we call the fire department?
That might be a good idea.
Welcome to the really big Barbecue Central Show. This is the show that talks about all things that are important to the world of barbecue and grilling. Show originating from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame city, Bomb City, USA, Cleveland, Ohio, the barbecue capital of the North Coast. I'm your program host, Greg Grumpy. Happy to have you aboard here on your Tuesday evening's Live Fire Fun and Frivolity Show. If you would like to follow the show during off-show hours, or if you would like to get in contact with the show while we're on, here's how you do it.
You can get in touch with the show by sending an email to Greg at the BBQCentralShow.com. Follow us on all the social media channels at BBQ Central Show. And be sure to subscribe to the show podcast feed on your favorite podcast platform.
Anything else you want to find out about the show can be found at the main website, TheBBQCentralShow.com. And here's what's happening in case you get the newsletter. Coming up in about 12 minutes from now, first timer to the show, Live Fire Lover, social media maven, YouTube growing subscriber base, and the list goes on. Maybe you've heard of him. Maybe you're just getting introduced to him tonight. Tim Clowers joins the show. So we'll learn all about Tim and his journey into Live Fire, what he likes to cook, what he likes to cook on, all that fun stuff. The things you've come to know, love, and expect from the show as we pull great information out from first-time guests and hope that we don't offend them in the process. So if they're really good, they might come back on at a later date. Then 35 past the hour, we missed him last month because he had a work obligation, but he's back and better than ever this month. The creator of CookoutNews.com, Wes Wright, joins us. So most of the stuff that we had planned to cover last month was evergreen, so that's going to transition over into this month's conversation. However, there are some other new things that Wes has written about over the past 4 weeks that we can talk about as well, and that'll bring a close to the first hour. We'll move to the second hour. Quarterly guest, believe it or not, we're in Q2 in the beginnings of and Jess Pryles. JessPryles.com, HardcoreCarnivore.com creator is in for her quarterly segment. We're going to be touching on a subject that I've been planning for the last 6 or 7 weeks. I've had phone calls with Jess about this, and I have seen a reemergence, let's call it, of this particular topic. It's a hot button item. It is one that incites decisiveness. It's potentially salacious. It's potentially racial. It's potentially cultural dividing. And while it sounds like in my voice that I'm gimmicking up a little bit, really when you dig into the comments of posts that are made on this kind of a topic, I'm not kidding at all. It can become very divisive. So we're going to be talking about it. I'll tease it out, and that's all I'm saying. But Jess Pryles, 14 past the second hour, they'll move to 35 past the second hour, where the newly minted Tennessee correspondent embedded is Matt Osman, and he's joining us as we lead into May next month. Memphis and May and Smokeslam are getting ready to go, and we'll talk to him about the latest gossip, news, rumors, and or otherwise, because Matt is all over the Memphis scene. So that's how the show's laying out tonight. Tim Clowers, Wes Wright, first hour, Jess Pryles, Matt Osman in the second hour. And don't forget, you can follow me socially over on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and the Snapper Snaps, all at BBQ Central Show. And of course, we say good evening to those of you watching tonight through one of our video streaming platforms. You can go to Facebook.com/BBQ Central Show, Twitter.com/BBQ Central Show, and YouTube.com/@BBQ Central Show, where we have a YouTube poll question of the week going on. And, well, I thought this was a great question. Immediately, embedded correspondent from Colorado, Dennis Busso, pointed out that he's a member of the question I'm going to ask you about. So if you're a member, maybe pretend like you weren't a member. Use your imagination, if you might. And then feature this question, because we're asking everybody tonight, including all guests. Does the acquisition of Barbecue Stars by AmazingRibs.com make you want to become a member of the Pitmaster Club? Remember last week, Meathead said the deal is done, signed, sealed, delivered, money's paid, videos acquired. What do you say? 62% of you are saying currently no. Now, I ask the 62% that have voted on YouTube, and you can only vote on YouTube. So if you're watching any other way and you want to take part in the poll officially, get over to YouTube, make your poll selection, and then you can jump out if you want, if you like looking and watching on other platforms. But you got to only vote on YouTube, or throw it up there in the instant chat. I'll probably see it, but it won't count. But at least I'll know where you stand. So 67% of you are saying no, it doesn't swing you to becoming a Pitmaster Club member. Results from last week's poll, and I asked everybody, are you currently a social or regular smoker of premium hand-rolled cigars? And 75% of you shockingly said no. Now, you might remember that Justo Oroa, guest from last week, said 1.5% of the American public is even a customer of premium hand-rolled cigars, which is shocking. Can you imagine if they ever get to 5%? They'd all have private jets and so forth. So I want to start here tonight, and in case you missed it.
A Barbecue Central Show exclusive news update.
The famous Dave's All-Star Barbecue Series is returning for another season here in 2024. In fact, we are just about a month away from the first of what will be 15 total events taking place between May and August. And I do have some other info for you, because I know you want to know. First and foremost, registration is open to all barbecue teams in good standing with WFC or sanctioned or other sanctioned bodies. Space is limited to each location. Keep that in mind as we talk about that more here in a second. A $100 registration fee secures your spot. In addition to the prize purse that we'll talk about here in a second, there are additional items at stake, i.e. to win. So, prize purse at each event. Grand champion wins $1,000 plus. There's the additional. You get a qualification into the 2024 World Food Championships Barbecue Championship, which takes place Indianapolis, Indiana, November 8th through the 12th this year. Reserve Grand gets $400 plus qualification into the 2024 World Food Championship Barbecue Championship, again taking place in Indianapolis, Indiana, November 8th through the 12th. You have category payouts. First place, $500. Second place, $400. Third place, $300. So if you win the whole thing and you win a few categories, you could be leaving with $2,000+ for a $100 registration fee. Pretty good payout. Better than SCA in a lot of turns or contests, if I'm not mistaken. Here are the categories that you will be cooking in this season. Chicken, ribs, and wild card. As far as wild card, it's anything you want. However, it must be served on a silver platter. And I'm not just saying that to be tongue-in-cheek. Literal, it has to be served on a silver platter. All teams must commit to a public sampling of chicken wings, 100 each after their last turn-in. The wings will be provided to each team free of charge. So if you want to get into an event, you have to make that commitment. And there's only 5 teams per event. So as we look through the 15 events, and 2 were already added as additional items. So it was originally 13, now it's 15. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 are currently full. So the whole thing kicks off about a month from now on May 18th in Fresno, California. That's the new one that was added the same weekend in Union Gap, Washington. You can't get in there. It's full. However, the one in Fresno, California, you can get in still. Not full. Other events that are full, we'll talk about that maybe in the second hour or next week. So if you were looking to take part in the All-Star Challenge for World Food Championship sponsored by Famous Dave, you're in luck. It's happening. Before we get to Tim Clowers, I'm talking to you about this fine beauty. Oh, look at it. Stainless steel, ceramic burners running really, really hot. Steaks and lamb chops. What about lobster tails or delicate fish? What about romaine lettuce? Yes, grilled lettuce. You ever had it? Scallops, broccolini, you name it. This thing, while you might think it is a soul steak cooker, can it rip roar a steak like nobody's business? Absolutely. But can it do all the other stuff as well? Absolutely. I talked to a top chef here earlier today at 3 p.m. who is a Schwank Grill owner by coincidence, and he's a lover, uses it all the time. So here's what you need to know. You want to save money, I know you do. Central Lights love a deal. Go to schwankgrills.com, S-C-H-W-A-N-K, grills.com. And then as you choose between fuel types, liquid propane or natural gas, because you can hook it to your house if you want, at checkout, use promo code BBQCentral, and you can save $150 off a Schwank Grill. Buy 2, double the capacity. Why not? You'd save a total of $300. It's almost like free. You can use it as a cheese melter. You can use it as a chicken wing cooker. You can take it to parking lots for high schools. Football games will be coming up here before you know it, so tailgating. You'll be the hit of the tailgate. And you can save $150 if you use promo code BBQCentral. Yeah, there's a logo on the homepage of the website you can click on and go from there. There's a link in the show notes, in the podcast notes. You can click on there. Go to the website from there. Also, every week for the newsletter, Schwank Grills right at the top of the products support page. Click on that. It'll take you over to the website. Easy stuff. Multiple ways to get there. And all you have to do to save $150 is put in promo code BBQCentral. And now you have a live fire cooker the likes you probably have never experienced before in your life. This is real heat, folks. Let's go. SchwankGrills.com, and we're back with Tim Clowers right after this. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Barbecue Central Show. Broadcasting live from the Barbecue Central Show studios in Cleveland, Ohio. You're listening to the Barbecue Central Show. Once again, here's your host, Greg Rempe.
All right, welcome back. This portion of the show being brought to you by CookinPellets.com. You might be asking yourself, what's CookinPellets.com? It happens to be a website that not only manufactures, but sells the number one source of quality wood pellets for all your pellet-driven cookers. You can visit CookinPellets.com to not only look at all their cooking pellets, but you can also see what other products they offer. And once you've finalized in your sweet mind which pellets you would like and other products. Do something that you would never imagine before in your life on internet landscape environments. You're going to go to a different website altogether. Could you buy from cookandpellets.com? Yes. Are the shipping rates that great? The owner of the company told me, look, Greg, can we sell out of cookandpellets.com? Yes, we do it a lot. But the shipping rates aren't that great. And Walmart and Lowe's and Amazon were vendors for them. Not sellers, but they actually have a vending relationship, which I am to understand is very hard to come by. It takes a lot of work, but Cook and Pellets was in there very early with a lot of these folks. So the owner himself says go to Lowe's.com or Walmart.com or Amazon.com and buy your pellets and buy whatever else CookandPellets.com sells as well. All from those bigger online retailers, same great stuff. And you will also get really great shipping rates, especially if you do a little apples to apples comparison on what you would get at the CookandPellets.com website, longtime sponsor of the show. Chris Becker and the gang over at Cook and Pellets. Now you're asking yourself, wow, that was some really insightful commentary on retail wood pellets. Are you stalling? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I think what's happened is this. Sound checking Tim Clowers last evening. Everything went well. Sure, he'll be here any moment. He's from Tennessee. I'm going to re-ask that question if he shows back up. But what I think has happened is this. There's a part of Tennessee, I'm going to call it the western part of Tennessee, that's in the central time zone. So remember, while it is not readily apparent to folks across this great nation of ours, that Ohio, generally speaking, not even generally speaking, Ohio is in its entirety is Eastern time. It's not Central time. You got to go to like Gary, Indiana, at least. Illinois is Central time zone. Evidently the western part of Tennessee, Central time zone. So when I'm talking times, I'm talking Eastern only. To me, there's only one time zone. It's Eastern. Everything else, who cares? Eastern time zone is the time zone of business people and the time zone that business is conducted. And if you're not operating on Eastern time zone, I don't know what else to tell you, but you got to make your own adjustments. So when I'm talking time, you have to know, even if you don't know, you must know that I'm talking about Eastern time zone. I think Tim Clowers is in the central time zone. So when I'm talking to him about 9 o'clock, his 9 o'clock is an hour from now. He's sitting in the 8 o'clock time zone right now, the central time zone, which is a shame because maybe he's off doing some type of culinary work or he's getting dinner ready or who knows what's going on. I would hazard a guess that if he's not here in the next 5 minutes, he's not showing back up. And what's worse, although he will see the email that I sent during the break, but what's worse is that at my 10:14, he's going to be showing up in a different window. And then guess what? I'm going to ignore you. That's even worse. You're going to see all the show happening and you're going to wonder, this guy's not coming to me? No, I'm in the Eastern time zone. Oh, the heartache and the pain. But that's all right. What did we say 2 weeks ago that I caught incredible amounts of shit for? As a host, what mentality do we have? Trust nobody. Don't do it. Trust no one. And as Andrew Barnhart says in the chat, is there another time zone? There is not.
Andrew, you are
not another time zone. It's only Eastern. But could you imagine living on Pacific time or worse yet? And no offense to barbecue realtor to the stars, Lance Owen, who's on Hawaii time. Do you realize, I don't know if you do this, or don't know if you do this or if you knew this, you pick. Did you realize Hawaii right now as we sit here in Eastern time zone? Hawaii is 6 hours behind Eastern time zone. It's 3:20. See how fast I did that math? It's 3:20 in the afternoon where Lance is moving multi-million dollar properties like Tom's Thumb's Blues. Do Hawaii realtors get paid 6.5% commissions? I've seen the listings that Lance has. I think Lance needs to sell about 4 houses a year to be a millionaire. Many times over. If I'm going to be a realtor, I'm moving out to Hawaii and I'm joining the Owen team, the Owen Realty team. I don't even know if that's a thing. Kona Realty. I think that's Lance's business, but everything over there is very high priced because, you know, everything's got to get shipped in unless it's coconuts or whatever else they grow that's indigenous to Hawaii. I think Tim is out. We've vamped enough. And the good news is this. As I was mentioning on the way out, to go to Tim, which unfortunately doesn't look like it's going to happen, we were getting ready to talk about the event schedule for the 2024 Famous Dave's All-Star Barbecue Series. Again, almost half are full. Actually, more than half are full because it's 15 and 9 are completely full at this point. So a $100 registration fee secures your spot that is currently open. You get $1,000 if you win the whole thing. You get $400 if you reserve. You also have category payouts of $500, $400, $300, first, second, and third place. And again, you're cooking chicken ribs and a wild card. The wild card needs to be on a silver platter. So in a month from now, May 18th, Fresno, California is up for bid. There are openings there. In fact, let me click into Fresno, California, make sure that I'm not saying something incorrect here. 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., 11 hours. I did see a post where it said, I think the max, oh yeah, secure your spot today for this Famous Dave barbecue contest. Only 5 teams will be accepted. So if you want to be part of any of these events that are open, then you need to sign up ASAFP, you need to bone out 100 bones. You need to bone out $100 to secure your spot. And you can do that in Fresno. The same could not be said for an additional, and which looks like it would have been the first one on May 18th. There was another one added for May 18th, which is Fresno. Union Gap, Washington is full. And then the week after that, May 25th, you can participate in the one currently San Jose, California, that currently has space available. The following week, June 1st, Las Vegas, Nevada, currently has space available. June 8th, home of Smokin' Joe's Pit Barbecue, El Paso, Texas. That one's full. 12704 Montana Avenue, number one half. Joe, is that right? Number one half? Number a half? Weird. June 15th. You can see this if you're doing math. It's 1 week following the next in succession. Colorado Springs, Colorado, full. June 22nd in a city they call Long Beach, full. June 29th. We keep going. The hits keep coming in. Williston, North Dakota has openings. So if you are in and around the greater Williston, North Dakota area, 1 of 5 spots is at least open. So $100 gets you that spot in Williston. In a previous life, when I worked for a private operator, a 50-passenger regional jet, well, where by the end of that job, I wanted to kill myself. I knew. We ran business energy. Williston was the airport out there, and we were taking very high dollar, high net worth individuals, private jet into Williston. That thing was built like a brick shit house. I don't know if you can say that for airports, but a well funded and well built airport. considering all the ones we were in and out of, a lot of the major ones that you would hear of. But Williston is June 29th, July 13th. Now, looks like they've taken the July 4th weekend off, or the July 4th week off, because we go from June 29th to then July 13th, which also happens to be a national holiday. The birthday of Willis is July 13th. You will find the famous Dave's All-Star Barbecue Series in Hermitage, Tennessee, full. The following week, July 20th, in one of my favorite cities ever, not my favorite, but one of my favorite, Louisville, Kentucky, full. July 27th, in the effervescent metropolis, Taylor, Michigan, full. The next one, if you can believe it or not, take it from me, I'm reading here. This is real official news release stuff. August 3rd, newly added. We're going back to one of the cities that I've already mentioned. Can you guess it? Can anybody guess it? I'll give you a minute. Oh, by the way, thanks to my pal Aaron Huntelman, CEO, president, and owner of Mr. Brisket, for the Thigh Life. You see here, it says Mr. Brisket. You think it says, I don't know, Miller or whatever the hell it was. Thigh Life. I'm thinking to myself, Whiskey Bend Barbecue back in the day was told by Brown Foreman they might want to change the logo of their shirt. Word to the wise, everybody. Big companies don't like it when you even potentially infringe. Nobody's got a guess on the previous city? Fine. Anyway, thanks to Aaron, owner, CEO, president of Mr. Brisket here in Cleveland, Ohio, for the Thigh Life. I would whip around and show you the logo on the back, but the logo, I mean, guys, that needs to change. Let's go. Get that big stuff out of here. Go to Fiverr.com, go to Logos.com, pay $100, get 40 different versions of a new Mr. Brisket logo. I know it's iconic here in Cleveland. Trust me, nobody's going to miss it. Update it. Again, word to the wise if you're listening. Anyway, August 3rd, we'll find a new All-Star Barbecue Series taking place in the great city of El Paso, Texas. Not one, but two. El Paso, Texas, quickly becoming the barbecue capital of Texas. Nobody even saw it coming, except for Smokin' Joe's Pit Barbecue. In fact, he saw it so much, he closed and then decided to not close.
Andrew, you are not
closing Smokin' Joe's Pit Barbecue food truck. We're not doing it. We're keeping it open. We're going to do it. So August 3rd, El Paso, Texas, again in a location to be determined as of now. August 10th, going up to Minnetonka, Minnesota, where, if I'm not mistaken, is that the first Famous Dave's location in Minnesota? Like, I know Famous Dave is from Minnesota. He's got the Native American heritage and all that. We had talked about it when he was on the show once before he booted him off, before he ruined the whole Hall of Fame stuff. August 17th, Sioux City. Wait. Minnetonka, Minnesota. Full. Sioux City, Iowa. Full. August 17th. And rounding it out, August 24th, Columbia, Maryland. Availability. Yes. So that's how it's laying out. You get two times in El Paso, June 8th. Again, sorry, June 8th is full, but if you miss that one, you can go 2 months later, August 3rd, and try your hand in El Paso, Texas. Again, location to be determined. Those are your schedule of events for now for the Famous Dave's All-Star Barbecue Series, brought to you by the folks over at Famous Dave's and the World Food Championships, which again has left Dallas and now has new home, Indianapolis, Indiana, November 8th through November 12th. And what did we say the last time we talked about that? It can either be 60 or 70 degrees November 8th through the 12th in Indianapolis, or it can literally be 6 or 7 degrees in Indianapolis November 8th through the 12th. I'm very excited because that's drivable distance for me. I have a feeling I might go for a day or two just to see the amount of majesty, pomp, circumstance, hijink, tomfoolery that happens at a World Food Championship. Maybe if I show up, Mike McLeod would hire me on the spot to run awards. I'm very well versed. I will be just coming off like my sixth or seventh MC at Hartville Hardware's Grill Fest in September. So I'll be primed. I will have potentially been a part of a world record barbecue class setup on that Friday leading into the Grill Fest. I'll have a lot of achievements under my belt at that point. So, if you have any further questions or you want to see the list, then I'll be bringing it up as things start to roll out here. We'll recap all those events like we did last year, top of the second hour. You can go to worldfoodchampionships.com/allstars. That's worldfoodchampionships.com/allstars, and you can see the entire list, what's open, what's not, and you can take it from there. I got an email from Peter, who contacted me through the Contact Us submission form on the Barbecue Central Show's main website, and he asked the following. Did you stop uploading to YouTube Music? Google Podcast is no longer, and the latest podcast from you on YouTube Music is June 2023. Peter, you're 100% correct. There is... Google Podcast is no longer, and that wasn't a joke. Like, they literally have shut down and they're gone. I did move my subscription because I subscribe to my own show on Google Podcast, and I used whatever exporting quick link that they gave me, and I agree with you. I go on to YouTube Music for podcast, and it doesn't show me anything recent. So my advice is don't use that as your podcast platform anymore. I would recommend one of the following instead. If you're an iPhone user, and I'm guessing you're not because you used Google Podcast, and if you're an iPhone, why would you use anything Google? It's sacrilege. If you're an iPhone user, Apple Podcasts, the native app. If you run iOS, that's the one you want to use. The show's there. It's updated. The whole 1,800 shows or whatever it is in the podcast feed. For Android folks like me, I enjoy Pocket Cast. You can also use Spotify or Podcast Addict or Podbean or Player FM. Use any one of those. They work great. They have the most up-to-date podcast feed that you can possibly get. And then you don't have to, A, worry about Google Podcasts, and you don't have to worry about YouTube Music, because I don't know if they have all their shit together when it's talking about podcasts and feeds and updating and getting all the latest ads, this and that. Well, look at me getting through a potentially terrible segment by just having things ready to go. We trust nobody. We're courageous on the show, and we trust nobody. Courageous. Trust nobody. It's a t-shirt. I can tell you this, Wes Wright is ready to go. So before we get to him, we'll talk about our pals over at Pits and Spits. Ryan Zboro and the gang, are you tired of settling for mediocre grilling experiences? Of course you are. It's time to step your game up.
Step your game up.
Let's bring the ultimate flavor and cooker to the backyard barbecues. Pits and Spits Charcoal Grills offering the highest quality live fire cooking experience you can get in the market today. Using either wood or charcoal, their solid fuel grills produce those classic flavors you're looking for when you have the time to fire up the grill and cook for family and friends. With a large adjustable fuel tray, you can raise and lower the fire to control and fine-tune the heat. They're taking the very popular Santa Maria-style grill. Check them out at this website, pitsandspits.com/BBQCentral. That's pitsandspits.com/BBQCentral. And as you're spelling it all out, Remember, it's the double T on the pits and the spits. And as you're checking out, you can use promo code Charcoal Central this time around for $150 off any charcoal grill. That's right. When you go to pitsandspits.com/BBQCentral, use promo code Charcoal Central and you get $150 off any charcoal grill. That's also almost like free. We do know that Pits and Spits makes spectacular cooking equipment, and it will not only last your life, whoever you bequeath it to upon your dirt nap will probably have it for the balance of their life, if not their life, and then it's bequeathed again. It's a family heirloom. You ever see how these things are made? Go to pitsandspits.com. See the whole construction process. See the videos that they've been doing recently. You're going to be blown away by the quality. And you can save $150 off any charcoal grill right now with promo code BBQCentral. pitsandspits.com/BBQCentral. Wes Wright is next. Stick around.
You're listening to the Barbecue Central Show. Howard Stern, Jim Rome, Dan Patrick, and Greg Rampey. The Mountain Rushmore of talk show entertainment. Now, let's get back to the Barbecue Central Show.
Welcome back. This portion of the show being brought to you by Fireboard 2, Fireboard 2 Drive, which is what I use. You can monitor up to 6 different temperatures all at the same time. You can connect to Wi-Fi for cloud-based monitoring or via the Bluetooth. If you have a cornucopia of smart speakers in your home, even varying brands, you're in luck because Fireboard is fully integrated with almost all of them, if not all of them. You can find out more by visiting fireboard.com or call 816-945-2232. My next guest tonight runs cookoutnews.com's website and is the third Tuesday of the month regular guest here, 35 past the first hour segment. He's here to talk about the latest news in the live fire industry, and he is a Barbecue Central Show's Guest Hall of Fame nominee. We are happy to welcome back Wes Wright, back and better than ever. Wes, we do have a YouTube poll question of the week, and I always hate to preface a question that I spend a lot of time trying to craft, but I do have to preface this after seeing the first person to answer. So let's assume, Wes, whether you are or not, but let's assume you are not a member of the AmazingRibs.com Pitmaster Club. That's the preface. Here's the question of the week. Does the acquisition of Barbecue Stars by AmazingRibs.com make you want to become a Pitmaster Club member? Yes or no?
I'd say, yeah, it's more, you know, more value for your membership and it's added content. You know, who doesn't love that?
63% of the YouTube voting public is saying, no, it's not pushing them over the edge. I have asked after the fact, because we got way into the voting before I realized folly on my end, that if they voted, please make some type of a note that if you are a member, that should not mean that you are automatically voting no because you're a member, but who knows? Voting's probably skewed, just another voting mishap here in the United States of America, but somehow we will persevere. Grilling season is coming up, but before we talk about brands we should know that we probably don't know too much about, you're the business guy. You love mergers and acquisitions and this. Do you have any thoughts on Amazing Ribs and Barbecue Stars doing a deal?
I think it's interesting. I saw your clips on it, and I'm partway through listening to the segment. But I'm curious to see how it goes. I think that it adds a lot of value, and it, you know, is helpful for Amazing Ribs. So I think it's cool to see.
Do you think there's any business or money being left on the table the way they're rolling it out? Let me ask a better question. If you had just acquired Barbecue Stars and you had a similar platform to what Meathead's running right now, how would you offer it up, or how would you roll it out?
That's hard to answer.
I don't think it's hard to answer at all.
What's your answer?
I told Meathead, I think what you should do is you send an email out to all the people that originally had bought the lifetime membership, whatever that means, and say, hey, ownership has taken place, and for a mere $35 a year, you can continue to have access to all of these videos that you bought under the old ownership, and you get all this other great value. What you get access to the forum and ebooks and all this other stuff that the Pitmasters Club is known for. And don't even acquiesce, allow, be the bigger person and say, okay, all 1,500 people that have this access, we're just going to let you in. We're going to open up the door. I think there's a missed opportunity there for not only adding potential Pit Club membership numbers in a raw sense, but also gaining a little bit of revenue. I mean, who doesn't want a little bit of extra revenue if you can get it? And it's really not in a dick way. He's the new owner.
Yeah, I was thinking or meaning like consolidating the brands themselves.
Oh, but, well, if,
you know, because that's harder. But the or you could offer, you know, say this is a one-time offer that you'll never see again. You know, jump on this to get access. And you know, that way it seems like a win for them, but also you're winning because you're gaining subscribers and revenue on that perspective.
How much would you pay for all those videos if you were going to buy them?
How many are there? I don't remember.
It was over 100 total, I believe.
Okay.
120 videos. I'm looking at my notes from last week.
And what is it, 250,000 subscribers or something like that?
For Meathead, I think it's like a little less than 16,000.
Oh, I thought I'm thinking of I saw a number on the other platform.
1,500 total subscribers.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. You know, I would just do the math on what that subscriber value is per member is worth, and therein lies your, you know, to me the value, and then you throw a little on top for the brand itself, you know, a little blue sky there.
Grilling season is coming, or maybe it's here. So I thought last month it would be fun to talk about brands who are great or that are great that no one really knows about, or the ones that should at least be considering or should be on top ahead as they start to make their purchases this season. So we kind of fashioned a list. Who's first? And it's in no particular order, just brands that we thought maybe people didn't really know about that we think are pretty decent they should consider. So who's first on the list that you want to tell us about?
You know, this is one that I'm sure your listeners know all about, and especially anybody that's, you know, goes to SCA events. But PK Grills to me is one that, you know, the mainstream public doesn't know about. But at the same time, I did a review of a PK Go, which is their smallest model, and their cheapest model by far. I get more emails about that grill saying, thanks for the review and recommending it. I love it, than any other grill on my site.
Really? You
know? Yeah. It's surprising. I just randomly get them that they just tell me how much they love that grill. I feel the same way. If I want to, you know, cook something quick, I use it. And, you know, PK Grills, they make quality products. You know, they're pricey for some, but they're also fantastic quality.
Everything is cast aluminum in the line?
Yeah. Even the little one that I have, it's cast aluminum. So it heats up quick, gets really hot. So for cooking dinner, it's great. It's super quick and you get, you know, grilling with charcoal.
Who's next?
You know, one that we've talked about extensively, Broil King, I say is one.
Yeah. So I feel like maybe even in our subculture, the name for some, so there's like us, like we know Broil King. We know a lot about the story. I know them way more intimately than I thought I was ever going to get to know them. And then I feel that there's perhaps an equal portion of folks where there might be a little bit, oh, I've heard the name. And then it immediately falls off after that. They have no idea about build quality. They have no idea about their real effort to minimize Chinese content on their grills, North American manufactured, everything that makes you want to feel good about a grill company Royal King embodies. And I just feel that even a lot of the intermediate, especially new, they have no idea about the brand name and they have no idea where they would even buy it.
Yeah, I don't think that does Royal King do any real marketing? Because I don't see it.
Well, you cover the industry. Did you know that they unveiled some new grilling tech over the last month where they were doing some Instagram releases and a lot of fancy video? Didn't really go into a lot of detail on what it was, but it appeared to be a new controller, or maybe it was a new grill, or maybe it was a new controller for a new grill. Other than that, I mean, that was the first bit of promo for anything I've seen in a long time that was new.
Yeah, and that's, you know, Instagram videos on there. I'm guessing you're talking about the IQ.
Yes, IQ.
Gas grill. Yeah, they, you know, that's, you're mostly playing to your subscribers, right? You know, it's hard to build an audience there. So that's not even like, you know, the kind of marketing, you know, they're not externally marketing to new audiences or trying to tell people about, you know, why their products are great. So unless you go into a grill store and there happens to be one on the floor, you know, you're not going to know about it. And I do think just in general, people that aren't too familiar with grills, they hear broil and they probably get confused with charbroil, to be honest with you. Like, it's a naming thing.
There's a brand called Monument that I'm seeing more in, is it Lowe's? Do they have a Lowe's?
I think it's a relationship.
Home Depot.
Yeah.
Good. Like, is this a brand we want to know about?
Yeah, they've sent me some product. I'm actually testing their Mesa in two sizes right now. And I had a Denali last year, another gas grill, a four burner. I think they're a good, you know, that mid price point of, you know, for a four burner, you can probably get one for, you know, $400 to $700, depending on what features you get. And it's worked pretty well for me. I don't have any major complaints on the brand. It's worth checking out. Cause within that segment, you know, they're, and two, they came out with a grill, that I just wrote about, that, their top of the line Denali, the 605 Pro, that they have an infrared burner, a ceramic infrared burner on the inside and a ceramic burner on the side. And it was pretty reasonably priced. So you get a lot of free features for your money.
One of the other brands aside from Royal King that I think a lot of the in the subculture folks know about, but maybe not the periphery, is Napoleon. Why do we like Napoleon?
Yeah, Napoleon, they have a lot of good features. They, you know, they've been on infrared for a long time. And you know, another one like Royal King that sells pretty exclusively through you know, small independent grill stores. And they, you know, they make quality products. I just actually recommended one to my neighbor and he went out and got one. They make, you know, solid products. Like Royal King, they don't market a whole lot either. I think they rely on their dealer network to do that for them. But yeah, they, you know, it's a, though they're a little more expensive though too than what you'd buy, you know, at you know, like a traditional mass market grill.
We've talked about Next Grill on the show small handful of times. Do we want to stick Next Grill in this category as well? Obviously a different build and price point.
Yeah, what's nice about Next Grill, and you know, I've been happy with a pellet grill that I have theirs. They make, you know, the super cheap model that, you know, is $100 in front of Home Depot that you just buy and use for a season and throw away. But also they have other ones that are a little more upmarket that, you know, are pretty solid products, and they have competitive features of what's out there. They have a connected gas grill, if that's what you're into. You know, they have a lot of good value like that. They're kind of, I kind of put them in a category with Monument, to be honest, of that, you know, value, where they offer you a lot of features for not a lot of money. So, you know, I think people will be happy with them.
Wes Wright is joining us here on the show. So if you were looking for some brands that maybe you weren't familiar with, you're getting some information here. So ones that we think that you should know about and why you might want to consider them for purchase. Let's catch up a little bit on this Sear grill. So we talked about after CES They've continued their startup journey and were named as a top innovator at Venture Summit West. And for those who don't know, that's an event that connects early stage startups looking for funding with investors. There was also a presenter at the event as we, or they were also a presenter. As we sit here in mid-April 2024, percent chance you think that this unit is actually going to be mass-produced and then sent into the market for purchase within the next 24 months or less?
I think I'd have to put a qualifier on mass-produced. I think they'll produce some units, but I don't know about mass-produced. You know, it's that it's an expensive grill at $3,000. I think it's about that. And you know, it plus just the startup journey is, you know, you need a lot of funding. Any type of thing that's mechanical rather than like a software that you're developing, you know, it's really intensive because you need tooling, you need inventory, you need all that. So it's a hard hurdle to get over.
Is there a chance that this thing actually never really sees the market at all? Could it be the meter of grills potentially?
I think it'll get out there in some regard. If I were them, yeah, and I almost wrote this in my article, but I didn't. You know, and if I was doing like a business strategy for them, what I would consider is looking at the commercial market. Is for restaurants that are looking that they cook steaks all day long and need them done perfectly. You know, why not have something, you know, for like Middleby, their commercial division or other companies like that, you know, if you can cook a steak in 3 minutes, perfectly done, and you can do that with a larger unit or one, you know, just one that's easy to use in that environment because you need a lot more durability for that. I would look at that because that's a lot bigger market size than people that are looking for, you know, a $3,000 machine that'll cook steaks for you, right? So, If I was doing the business for them, that's where I would focus. And then on the periphery, just also a consumer market.
One of the most upscale manufacturers of live fire cookers, a company called Kalamazoo, introduced both a standalone gravity feed smoker, also one that fits under the counter for those that do the outdoor kitchen setup type of deal. What can you tell us about that cooker?
Yeah, I think that's kind of cool. It's obviously extremely expensive because of the name Kalamazoo, but it's like taking a Masterbuilt gravity series, making it look really nice with stainless steel, and then putting in it as a cabinet smoker in your outdoor kitchen. You know, one side's a hopper, the other is, you know, like a commercial smoker where you have three racks you can put in, you set the temperature and it does it for you. So that way you have, you know, really nice looking outdoor kitchen. And for people that don't like smokers for whatever reason, then the look of them, you have an option.
I noticed it did also come with a Barbecue Guru DigiQ DX3. So not the latest and greatest pit controller, but if you're somebody that really wants to dial in the temperature, it doesn't even look like you have a choice. It's coming with it.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I guess for $16,000, you don't get the latest and greatest, but you know, you'll have to do.
Any idea, numbers wise, what we're looking at from a price point?
You know, I was thinking about that. Or for a price point, I think it's $16,000 for the under the counter. And if you want it on casters, it's another $3,000 on top of that. So, you know, you're pushing 20.
Wow. Sales figure wise, it just seems like these things are incredibly priced. They must not build to move units. Is it almost like custom, do you think?
Yeah, it says they're all hand built in probably, I think, Kalamazoo, Michigan. Shout out to Michigan companies. Even though they were bought by an investment firm a few years ago and they're based in Chicago. You know, I bet you they probably do this. I have no information on this, but I'm guessing, you know, high seven figures is where I'd put it in terms of revenue. I worked for an investment firm one time and we owned a company that did like high end Jeep conversions and stuff like that. They were like top of the line Jeep conversions. They even sold through dealers. And we were like mid eight figures revenue wise, but that's also a bigger market. But when you're in that market, it's the idea that you don't sell a ton of product, but what you do, you make a ton of margin on it, right? So you're selling quality and exclusivity. So you don't get a lot of top line, but almost, 30% probably flows down to your net income.
Last question before I let you go this evening. Always appreciate the time. Best steak experience, St. Elmo or Weber Restaurant?
That one's easy. That's St. Elmo's.
Okay. You never know. Everybody's got a different choice. What kind of shirt are you wearing?
I wore this just for you.
What is it?
Look at that.
Pitts and Spitz. What?
They sent me a care package, and so I was like, I'm going to wear this shirt on Greg's show.
They sent it's the you loudest a care shirt package? I've
ever worn in my life. Yeah. How
did I not get it's the one? Loud,
I don't know. You didn't make the list. But they also sent me a great steak rub that I tried over the weekend that was pretty phenomenal.
I don't know. It's a collared shirt. I mean, it looks like that would be, that's mine. They sent it to Wes on accident. Yeah, that seems like something I would wear around the grill. It's got some good branding on it, good color. I like it. Yeah, I would wear that in a heartbeat. Send it over to me.
They also sent me a burger press that could be used as a weapon. The thing is
beefy. Really?
Yeah. It's like, one for making like smash burgers. Yeah. It's heavy.
All right. Well, if you're not reading Wes, you should start immediately. Cookoutnews.com is the place to go. Visit multiple times a week. And then you can get all the high line, most important coverage right here on the third Tuesday of every month, 35 past the first hour. Wes, always appreciate the time, and we will see you in May.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me, Greg.
That's right. I got to look through my email. I'm not saying that Wes isn't more deserved than me to get this, but we've had a long relationship with Pitts and Spitz. I want one of those crazy shirts. I love crazy shirts. I mean, look at this. I'm wearing a Thigh Life shirt, for crying out loud. You know I'm going to wear the Pitts and Spitz shirt for sure. Yeah, all right. We can do that. Primo Grills is selling only the best ceramic cooker out there on the market. Why is it the best? Because it's oval. You can do two-zone fire. You can push all the coals over to one side. You can have a completely open right side or left side, depending on what you like. You can put in your diverter plates at that point. It's all great stuff. And when the ceramics get hot, the thing's a fuel miser. It's sold through dealers only. PrimoGrill.com. That's primogrill.com. All the accessories you want, multiple different sizes of oval. So don't cheat yourself. Get out there now and pick up the best, the Primo Grill. And then all the accessories too. And don't forget a cover. Follow them on social media. And we should soon have Nick Bauer on the show to talk about the XXL. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Continuing to produce incredibly mediocre content in an exceptionally professional way. You're listening and watching the Barbecue Central Show. Once again, here's your host, Greg Rampe.
And we thank Wes Wright for joining us last segment. Again, his website is cookoutnews.com. We're ready to go for the second hour, so stick around for that. Refresh your libations, and we'll see you on the other side. You're listening to Washington Barbecue Central Show right here on Barbecue Central Network.